Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. When he got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly a terrible storm came up on the sea so that their boat was covered by the waves. But Jesus was sleeping. They went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we're going to die." He said to them, "Why are you afraid, you of little faith?" Then he got up, rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a complete calm. The men were amazed, saying, "What kind of man is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him." When he arrived at the other side, in the region of the Gergesenes, two demon-possessed men coming from the tombs met him there. They were very dangerous, so that nobody could pass that way. Suddenly they cried out, "What do we have to do with you, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" There was a large herd of pigs feeding some distance away from them. The demons begged him, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of pigs." He told them, "Go." So the demons came out of the man and went into the pigs. Immediately the whole herd of pigs rushed down the steep bank into the sea and drowned in the water. Those who were feeding the pigs fled and went into the town. They reported everything, including what had happened to the demon-possessed men. Then the entire town came out to meet Jesus. When they saw him, they begged him to leave their region. Chapter 9. Jesus got into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own town. There people brought to him a man who was paralyzed, lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." Then some of the experts in the law said among themselves, "This fellow is blaspheming." Since Jesus knew their thoughts, he said, "Why are you thinking evil in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then said to the paralyzed man, "Get up, take your stretcher, and go home." The man got up and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe and glorified God, who had given such authority to men. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.